This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And boy, are these horses.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, this is boring.
Gary, lots of different colors of horses.
Yeah, this is very educational about horses. It's very mechanical.
Mm-hmm. Lots of tables.
Yeah. Lots of tables about like what a horse will and will not do. Like, these are horse do's, these are horse don'ts. until you get to the end and they're just like, listen, I've shown you the stock that's up front. Yeah, you guys have seen all the horses I have on offer, right? For a connoisseur, let me tell you about the step pony.
Now you're aware, are you familiar with my friend Genghis Khan?
Yep. No, it's pronounced Genghis. No, I know, it sounds weird. No, I know. Listen, let's go into a whole thing about it. Yeah. It's just this weird thing where it's like, hey, it's like somebody was forced, like some intern was like, hey, research horses for the horse entry.
Yeah.
He's trying to make it as comprehensive as possible. He just learned about step ponies and was just making lemonade.
Of course,
this is definitely the cool, like, this seems like the best horse.
Well, this is a horse that's also, it's a horse that's also a lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah. it's a horse that is a lunchbox. It's a horse that, like, he's a little bit ugly, you know, maybe the girls don't understand him, but he's got secret inner beauty. And like Irvin intern was just like, yep, this is the guy who's getting a full half page from me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so it's kind of hilarious when, you know, we talked a couple of episodes ago about the underwater version of a lot of these, right? But sometimes they'll do this with the underground version, where just like they'll have all the regular ass stuff, and the final entry is going to be, what if there was no compromise? like if you could just design the best pony that you could ever have. Like, no frills. It's just balls to the wall, straight fucking.
Pony.
Let's just go. Yeah.
Pete, pony 2012. Like, pony, pony, pony. Yeah, pony, pony, pony. But it does feel like there's just that whole element of it just being like, it's not the prettiest pony.
Yeah.
But it's a pro choice. It's like the same thing when you meet somebody, and if you've done this to me, Cole, I have a vague memory of that, and this is not a subtweet, but when someone advises you to buy a car from a police auction.
Like, no, I've never done that, I don't think.
No, you've advised me to buy an old rental car.
Yeah.
That's your version of that. But this is similar to that, where somebody's like, listen, here's the inside track, man. Get a step pony. Like, I know they're cheap. Nobody wants them, but they have low miles, and like, you can't smoke inside them. And like, you know, get a step pony.
Just get a step pony. In spite of all its qualities, a step pony is not sought after or considered valuable. Somebody like, love him. Somebody love my Chrysler 200. It has an aux jack, Gary.
Please buy my stupid son. It's like when you find a barbecue place that serves burnt ends. And except in pony form.
Yep. It's off menu. You have to ask, hey, man, hey, you got any burnt ends sticking around out there?
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, you actually want these things? Like, we're going to throw them away because nobody appreciates them. But me and you know, they're the most delicious horse.
No, I just, what I want is some rind. Can I get some BBQ rind? It's where all the flavor and nutrients go.
I like coo as a pronunciation. Barbecue.
Yeah, coo. Okay, can I get some coo rinds?
Can I get some BYO coo?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.